Today we're going to, today's message is called Our Way of Life is Under Siege. And it's a message on our culture and the mindset that is running rampant. We have done a three-week series on witchcraft. It's very general in that. Who remembers one basic truth out of that message? This is your life. You know, if you don't find it, it's important to discernment. What about discernment? Absolutely correct. It is a spiritual gift that God has given to us. We must develop this gift. Another one. It's manipulation by distraction. By that, it's this spirit doesn't gravitate to a male or a female host. It gravitates to those who are immature, uninformed, for the purpose of manipulating them to do what they themselves do not want to do. And so, being a disciple of Jesus Christ requires us to take responsibility for our lives. No one else is at fault but us. We give it to God and we do what God says to do. And part of that is, yeah, going through the Word, making sure that we implement the Word of God to our understanding. If we are having these thoughts, our thoughts going into our lives that we're no good and all this other nonsense, that is not what God says about us. Amen? So we need discernment. We need to have our eyes open to this spiritual thing. One more thing. Absolutely correct. It uses the hurts and pains that we're going through and it enlists other spirits of gossip to worm its way in and penetrate into people's lives. It's about putting people down to elevate our own position. And really, we should never look at each other. We are all in the same plane. We should always have our eyes fixed on Jesus. And that's who we're supposed to emulate, allowing the Holy Spirit to change us. And when we stop comparing ourselves to others and we just enjoy Him as our lives change. Amen. Amen. Turn to Psalms 33, verse 12. You can start, Ken. It's probably going to be long. Oh, I'm already at the 2-minute warning. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chooses for His inheritance." To be a Christian in this nation is going to take great courage. To live as a believer is going to take everything that you have. Because the tides of what is happening is about to explode on our front. There is an insidious plan. This plan has been set in motion since the garden, and that is the total enslavement of mankind under the dark ruler of Satan. He is the prince of this world, but Jesus Christ has defeated him. He no longer has authority in our lives. Only Jesus Christ has authority. And when we make him our life, we will begin to have our eyes of understanding and discernment open, taking responsibility, allowing the Holy Spirit to change us, and begin to move into the things of God. This plan has been going on in such a way that Satan has been utilizing temptation, lies, deceit in order to feed the selfishness and self-centeredness that is contained in each and every one of us. This is true. This is should be no heavy revy to understand. But in doing this, What has happened since the beginning is that the dominant want to rule over the docile. And this is where we see when Christ came as the Lamb of God, we see that the Pharisees were trying to dominate Christ. And Him being the Lamb was not having any of that. Do you realize that there is greater power within you that is waiting to be released? But as long as we're allowing Satan to feed us this garbage or tell us that you know, we're less than what we're supposed to be, or feeding on that you're a make believer, not a real believer. Some of these things that he tells us may have an ounce of truth to it, but the fact of the matter is you need to know what God says about you. That's just the bottom line. What is happening today is the fruit of this 6,000-year warfare is about to explode on the scene. This plan is to remove God from every ounce or segment of society while also removing Him from the lives of His people. And we see that happening today. Started really becoming out of the closet in the 60s, and today it's at a place where people make fun of Christians. And I've constantly given you example after example of how Antichrist spirit is making a mockery of Christians in order to perpetuate his particular plan of dominance. For over 100 years, this movement has been at work in this nation. And the purpose is to bring a utopian society into reality. I hate to disappoint people, but this utopian society is not utopian. And it's not a society. It's about enslavement of people, free people. It doesn't matter when Paul talks about, you know, whether you're free or slave. It doesn't matter. If you're in Jesus Christ, we are all free people. And sometimes what we see is we get into religious activities telling us what we can do and can't do, but the bottom line is that there is an infiltration, a constant infiltration to every segment of society by these spirits. Understand, this is spiritual. This has nothing to do with the physicalness of the realities that we live in. What has happened is with this removal of God, the removal of His commandments from society, what has happened in society is that it has lost its moral compass. And it's by no coincidence that God is saying, be holy as I'm holy. Holiness is moral uprightness. A lifestyle that is conducive to Jesus Christ, not a lifestyle of promiscuity or selfishness or self-centeredness, is no longer going to be tolerated in the body of Jesus Christ. You're either a saint or you're not. There is no gray areas. And what is happening today is that in the body of Jesus Christ, most people want to float in that gray area. Well, Jesus told us in Revelation 3 that, you know, He wanted us either hot or cold, but to sit on a fence, sit in that gray area, what would be His reaction? He will spit us out. He ain't got time for that. What has happened is this infiltration of these spirits have caused men and women to enter into the public service areas of every aspect, from ground levels of teaching all the way up into the high levels of our courts to our politicians, to everything that is going on. And you must discern what is happening in this nation. What is happening is happening because Antichrist is coming about. We are living in the days of Noah. the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the only thing left is God's judgment to fall upon this nation. And it is happening even as we speak. We continue to murder 2 million babies a year. We continue to lie, steal, and cheat each other. We continue to behave ourselves as if God does not live or exist. We even have the media's televising lewd behaviors and categorizing it as some form of entertainment, which has shock value. But again, it tells the society that this is acceptable. Where is the church in rising up against this garbage? You are not meant to get saved and sit in a pew and be silent. You are meant to carry the war that Jesus Christ has destined us. He has left His church upon this planet in order to combat the evil forces of Satan, and that deals with our morality as a people. We must get our house clean before we can tackle what is going to come against us. There is an end time move, and this move is such insidiousness that elitists are going to tell you what you need and how much you're going to get. Is that freedom? No, it's not. They're going to tell you how to raise your children. They're going to tell you how much money you can make. Are you aware that this hope and change that Obama has preached about for the last 6 years is not the hope and change that people in this country were hoping for? And are even less of them are embracing today. Let me read to you 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. But mark this. This is the Apostle Paul saying, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to the parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. We have a society that does not know what truth is. They're trying to base truth upon scientific fact, and scientific fact is only confirming what truth really is, what God has been saying. I encourage you that those of you who have not gone through Truth Project need to go through Truth Project. It will challenge your belief system. 2 Thessalonians 2, 5 through 12 says, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? Paul is telling the Thessalonians. And now you know what is holding him back so that he may be revealed at the proper time. He's talking about the Holy Spirit and Antichrist. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. The secret power of lawlessness. But the one who holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. What Paul is talking about here is for the sons of disobedience to manifest, the Holy Spirit has to be taken out of their lives. You cannot name the name of Jesus Christ without having the Holy Spirit and living a life that is not conforming to the will of God. You can't. You're a liar. You lie to yourself and you're deceived. And you're under the influence of a witchcraft spirit. And to think contrary to that is not the will of God. He continues, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so to be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Our society is crumbling. Our churches are crumbling. What God had called me out of a church 20 years ago was because I was seeing the foundations crumble. And that is not God. I said during the witchcraft teaching that there are churches today, pastors today, that don't believe that Jesus Christ came, that Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh, and that he was a great old boy. And you need to work out your salvation, because after all, you're a God. What does a God have to get saved from? A God is a God who is pure and holy. What do we have today? We have a people that have been made up of career politicians. Doesn't matter what level of government they're in, but their career. That was never the intent from the beginning with our founders. You were to do public service and then return to your life. Career politicians. These people use deceit, double talk, and outright lie about everything that's going on to bring home the pork in order to mete out meager opportunities to those who are in need. See, they take advantage of these people. And the more they promise to take care of you, the more you want from them. Well, where are they going to get this means? Government doesn't produce anything. Government takes from the production of a nation. And what is happening today is the destruction of the wealth. It is a transfer of wealth from those who have to those who have not. And I like to say those who will not. We've had conversations, and I tell people in my conversation, I'm tired of this government reaching into my pocket to meet somebody else's need when somebody else needs to get out of their comfort zone and go to work. But there's no jobs, Pastor. There's an insidious plan that is at work here. These politicians try to sway the hope of groups of lesser means by subduing their hope of excelling into excellence, becoming more than what they thought, by remaining satisfied with the status quo. It's okay to live in poverty. Government's going to take care of you. It's okay for you to work four jobs. Government's going to help take care of you. This is what is the diet that's being fed to this society. This is the hope and change that has been promised to the most prosperous nation on earth, because what they have done is they have convinced people that to be wealthy is wrong. Being wealthy is what stirs more people to produce more. I had this because I got this from government. No, I got this because I was obedient to what God said to do. I worked hard every day, and I obtained these things out of the wealth that I was creating. And I'm going to fight to keep the wealth that I have to pass on to the next generation, whether it's the things of the church or whether it's the things of my private life. How would you like your hard-earned inheritance to go to another generation without consideration of how hard you've worked or what you've had to sacrifice to get to the place where you're at? This is not God. The idea here is to be controlled by the elitists, and these elitists are described in Romans 1, 24 through 32. They are like their father who is the devil, a liar and a father of them all. And this is Jesus' direct accusation against them in John 8, 44. Know that they have a different spirit about them. They are one about taking from you to give to somebody else. In the meantime, when it passes through their hands, they ingratiate themselves with luxury. Why is it so many politicians today, when they go into government, when they leave service, are multimillionaires? Think about it. If I was running for office, one of the things I would say is every politician who votes on a bill that exempts themselves from the same responsibility that they're putting upon the citizenry needs to understand that their personal wealth is at stake. Because if it doesn't work, we confiscate their wealth first. What they're doing is they're confiscating your wealth, taking your opportunities from you, and funneling it into their coffers. These individuals work in what I call tactical deceit. And what they are about in deceiving the public is dismantling of the republic form of government that our founders have set here, creating chaos in culture, which is, you know, all morality running amok, while destroying the free market system by utilizing this tactical deceit. How are they destroying the free market system? Case in point. This society was built on a 40-hour work week. Obamacare, if you understand it, says you can work no more than 30 hours a week so the government can take care of your medical condition. This is why the shaping of America and why businesses are causing people to work only 30 hours. They can't afford this health care that is coming on the land. This health care is to burden the masses. It is to enslave us. Lenin, Vladimir Lenin said, "We must be ready to employ trickery, deceit, and lawbreaking while withholding and concealing truth." Why is this administration so fast in rushing to war in Syria that we have no interest in? Have you thought about this? Yeah, it's terrible that a guy goes in there and gasses his people and murders children. But it's a civil war that we have nothing to do. This nation did not come and assault us. He's assaulting his own people. Why are we the policemen of the world? Spiritual people, I'm telling you. These people call themselves progressives. And the term was first used in 1919 with Teddy Roosevelt, President of the United States. And these progressives have infiltrated respected organizations by serving their way in and telling people what they want. Check out 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 through 5. With the intent of not doing what they are promising the people. That's lies and deceit. Because they're pushing forward an agenda. Remember we did a teaching several years ago about party spirit? Well, this is what it's all about. This is socialism in action. Or what I like to call communism. Which is anti-God, anti-people, anti-free market, and pro-government and pro-elitist. And it is about enslaving people. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter. What matters is your spiritual condition. And if they take God out of the formula, where are you? Their tactic, this tactical deceit, their tactic is first to avoid controversy. Avoid controversy like Benghazi, NSA, IRS. These are just some of the things. And Obama says, you know, his opponents are bringing up fictitious concerns about this. That we should trust them. When we're finding out every day that the government who is supposed to uphold the laws of this nation are breaking them left and right. Why? To enslave you and enslave me. And they're doing this by bending the truth, shaping it, all for gaining control over the ill-informed and undiscerning. All for the purpose of ruling in power over people. And people who operate in such naivety have been taken in by the charm or the charisma of this president. I've had people say, why don't you vote for Barack Obama? Is it because he's black? No, I go deeper than that. I could care less if he was a man on the moon. As long as he believed in God and did the things that were not anti-God. Why do you not ever see him in a church on Sunday morning? Why is it that he's always condemning those people of faith? Why is it that he's taking and making his security forces put blankets over the cross or statues of Jesus? Why? Yet he's promoting this nonsense of Muslims, which is anti-God spirit. You need to begin to start thinking about these issues. You need to begin to start thinking and looking deeper into this thing. We as the church can no longer sit by and say, well, it's just a phase people are going through. Kids go through phases, not this society. This is a planned tactic of deceit. The progressives know and have been actively redefining and distorting truth. The plan is to confuse, confound, aggravate, and overwhelm this system. Just think about our nation's lack of concise foreign policy. Do you think the United States commands any level of respect? He went to Sweden and Putin, the president of Russia, called it the way he saw it. He says, man, you're a liar. We can't believe anything you say. And here's a communist who's calling the kettle, pardon my French, black. He sees it for what it is. Obama said a year ago, you know, if they used chemical weapons, it's a red line. We're going to do something about it. Well, they've used it 16 times, and he hasn't done anything about it. And believe me, I don't know the man. I know the spirit. And that's what you need to begin to do. You need to know the spirit and what's going on here. There is a rooted definition of everything that's going on in this society. And the church is not equipped to combat this. This is why I say we need to infiltrate at the grassroots and bring godliness back into to areas. We need to create an atmosphere of righteousness and holiness within government and begin to expand from this base. That is the responsibility of the church. Do you understand this? It is your responsibility. But Pastor, you just don't understand. I'm so busy. No, you don't understand. They're doing this to keep you busy, so that they can continue to further this agenda that they have to enslave you, your children, your family, your hopes, your visions, your plans for the future. They're planning your future. And it's not the future you are hoping for. Benito Mussolini considered people of faith as empty-headed theologians and people suffering from mental illness. Do you know who Mussolini was? He was a dictator over Italy. and he killed people of faith. Obama stated to people of faith in Pennsylvania, get this, were weak-minded and clingers of their guns. Do you understand that this government wants to take away your right as a citizen to live free by taking your guns from you? A nation that is armed does not have to fear its army. The nation of the army needs to fear the citizenry. These people that are operating under this great delusion are contemptible towards God and His people. They simply smile when confronted with truth, with stating further deceptions and error. And the problem with Americans is we're taken in by it. We think that because a person smiles, that everything's okay. But Shakespeare said, one may smile and still be a villain. Just because Obama is smiling, his plan is moving forward. Next time he talks and he's in conversation, see who he's accusing about what's going on. How he stomps on the Constitution, and for this time he's asking the Constitution to be a witness for him by going to Congress and holding them hostage because it's a party spirit that he's after to go to war with a Muslim nation. Why? Why? Note, take this to heart. The more charismatic the deceiver, the sharper the sword. Attila the Hun was a tremendous charismatic leader. Conquered 2/3 of the known world with the sword. Here are some famous lies. I'm not a crook. Richard Nixon, November 17th, 1977, during a Watergate investigation. You may know this one. Read my lips. No new taxes. George Bush, number 41, 1988 at the Republican National Convention. These are all lies. Why? To get elected or to abscond from responsibility. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Billy Clinton, during his 1998 impeachment trial. To address the perception that some institutions are too big to fail, we must improve the tools at our disposal for facilitating an orderly failure of large, complex financial institutions. Henry Paulson, former Goldman Sachs executive, was U.S. Treasurer Secretary of Bush 43. Do you understand what he was saying? He was going to use every opportunity to help people fail, including the banking system. In November of the same year, 08, the American taxpayer was forced to bail out AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and 10 other America's largest banks to a tune of $787 billion, which is continuing today under the Obama administration. Your taxes and my taxes are taking care of the fat cats. I said they should have failed. They should have let them go by the wayside. Somebody else would have been risen up. The fundamentals of this economy are strong. Senator John McCain, 2008 presidential candidate. And later that day, Lehman Brothers failed and filed for bankruptcy to a tune of $613 billion in debt, resulting in the largest bank failure in history. This is our government at work. The thing that bewilders me is the president has cut 95% of the American people's taxes. David Axelrod, advisor to Obama, September 9th. which he didn't do. He increased taxes. These lies are smoothly woven, constitute the complete mistrust towards politicians on both sides of the aisle by the American public. Edmund Burke. Who knows who Edmund Burke? Edmund Burke was an Irish statesman who lived from 1729 to 1797. Said this: "The people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion." Some delusion. What is happening in the last days? Great delusion is coming upon the land. Why? To take your liberties from you. If Jesus Christ is not your life, and your life is founded in government, and everything that government does, and hear me, I want this to be balanced. There is a place for government, but it is not at the expense of Jesus Christ. It is to work in unison with the church to help God's people to move forward. The founding fathers of this government had a division of powers in the church. The state gave states rights and sovereignty, has city and local governments, all filled with American traditions. But what we have found since the Civil War is a systematic erosion of our liberties by the elitists and secular humanists who have devised tactical effects to kick God out of this great nation and out of the lives of his people. Since the Civil War. What was the reason for the Civil War? Violations of states' rights. It was not slavery. The federal government was dictating to the states when the states had individual rights in which they said, now, you know, we can operate under this, and under the great delusion that it was slavery, we had a civil war. And it has been going on. This nation has been torn apart by class warfare, a withering economy, racial strife, and immorality that is running amok. The exposure of our faults and failures are being exploited by the God-haters in this nation who are rewriting history, detract truth, and lie about everything. That's why you need to discern. And our culture, our way of life is at stake. It's not a white way of living. It's not a black way. It's not a Hispanic way. It's God's way of life. Do you understand what this nation was founded for? Why the pilgrims came here? For what? For religious freedom. That's why they came here. And King George said, fine, go. That's not what the elitists are going to tell you. Randy Shaw, a progressive lawyer, said in his book, The Activist Handbook, an activist should spend their energies primarily on implementation, responding to the opposition's campaign solely within the framework of furthering their programs. In other words, instead of opposing an opposition's agenda, activists must advance and frame issues that unify people around objections to social and economic unfairness rather than the hostility towards individuals. Social programs that bring about social changes are the answer for having bigger government run things, not people, not the church, government. Saul Alinsky. How many know Saul Alinsky? He is the father of modern socialism, defines this path in his book, Rules for Radicals. A Marxist begins with a primary truth that all evils are caused by the exploitation of the proletariat or the working class by capitalists. From this, he logically proceeds to revolution to end capitalism, then into the third stage of reorganization, into a new social order of dictatorship of the proletariat, and finally the last stage, political paradise of communism, the rule of the elitists. Alinsky outlines this insidious plan and is actively spiritually inspired. One, end capitalism. Do you not understand that that's where you get your jobs? People make an investment into their companies to give you a job, not government. Again, government does not produce anything except more government. And it has to sustain itself at the expense of the working man. Two, reorganize for a new social order under a dictatorship over the working man, which is enslavement. My in-laws came from the Ukraine. My kids would sit there and listen to the devastations of what capitalism was good and the propaganda that communists were saying about it. They were trying to tell the people that communism was good, that solve everything. And what they found was they were having less and less. Their lands were being confiscated by the state. Isn't that what's happening today in this nation? And people who are giving up are buying into this nonsense. Three, progress to full-blown communism ruled by the elitists. Is this the hope and change that a people, a free people, had hoped for in a man who is very charismatic but is influenced by a demonic spirit to move forward a communist agenda for this nation? The most powerful nation in history is being systematically dismantled right before our eyes. And they're telling the church, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, bet me. I may be not fully there, but I'm looking at a bunch of winners and warriors and people who want to maintain and take the things that God has said and prove them wrong by taking back what is theirs. This government works for us, not us for them. Our founding father said this government was made up of the people, by the people, for the people. The people rule, not the elitists. The progressives are about divide and conquer. God doesn't want this for us. God's plan is for us to multiply, become fruitful, produce, subdue, and have dominion through love. I want to promote you guys because I love you. I see the potential of your father in each and every one of you. And to be satisfied and feed at the trough of grovel crap that this government is feeding, you are much more than that. You are kings and priests of the Most High God. And you have power and authority to rule as such. You need to believe it and take charge of this. This is your destiny that I'm talking about. Because the progressives are about divide and conquer, they use hope and loathing of one another while creating an environment filled with fear and uncertainty and hopelessness. Our Father is about creating a hope for you, a future for you, good things for you. And He's commanding the bride, the church, to awaken from its long sleep and combat this evil that is running across this land. Think about all the struggles that we've gone through as a small church to establish a foothold in this community. And everything that we're going through. Government is against us. Seems like God's against us. Seems like the people are against us. I'm here to tell you, government will submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. They have to. They have to help us. We have to get involved. We have to hold these people accountable. We have to know what these people are all about. Being part of this infiltration that we've had, we've seen Irene and Dory get involved in Parks and Rec. Are you aware that Jim Bonder has stomach cancer? and is seriously ill. Here's a guy who has a heart for God and wants to do the right thing, but because government is dictating things, he is stressed out. And this is a spiritual attack. Where is the church in this? We went to a council meeting, and we sat there and saw the ins and outs and how this operates. We need to infiltrate every aspect of this government. You may not be called to a public position to serve, but we're all called to be involved. And if we don't get involved, and if you don't want to get involved, go to Safe Church. It's the only way I can put it. Where they'll coddle your feelings and emotions. They won't talk about sin in your life. They won't teach you about demonic warfare. And they'll make you feel good about yourself. And you won't have anything to be challenging in your life. And you'll accept everything that comes down through the conduit that government says. But I see something greater. I see men and women who want more of God, who want to do the things of God. Our nation is under assault. We're under assault. Hearing the testimonies of what has been happening in our lives and getting back to where we need to go. Church. I understand. Believe me, I understand. From the things that have been going on in our own lives individually, it's warfare. And if nothing's happened in your life, and you're not experiencing warfare, I challenge you to get out of your comfort zone and see what it's about. I used to say, welcome to the ministry. Now I'm going to say, welcome to the war. Because that's what we're going into. We will take this town. We will take this town over. Because it's a mandate from heaven that we do. We will rule and reign. Righteousness will be here. Your kids will have the truth. Your kids will take the inheritance and do even greater things than what we did. And it's all because Jesus Christ is your life. Not just changing your life. He is your life. He is your hope. He is your way. He is the truth. And there's no other. Don't let the enemy steal from you. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Don't be used to the enemy. Don't let these spirits... And the spirit of witchcraft is just the beginning. It falls under the line of the spirit of divination, which is in line with the spirit of Jezebel. These are real. These are real spirits. And if you're tired of being tired, then I invite you, stand up. Let's declare to God together that we're in this with Him. And we're going to let Him direct our lives. Amen? Father, we just come before You, God. We see the warfare. And God, we see You as the truth, the light, and the way of life for us. Lord, pour out Your Spirit upon Your people today. Pour out upon Your church today, God. Give us the courage as lions, God, as we roar. As we do the things, God, through love. Love of You. Love of our fellow man. Love of this planet, God. Evil men and women have taken over, God, where they should not have been because the church has been silent. But God, today, may this be the first of many days, God, in which we push back the enemy. We push back and take the territory that You died for, God. That we have been silent and not maintaining and fighting for, God. That we would stand up. We will not be silent anymore, Lord. Father, that we would open up our mouths. We would get involved. We would not just think of ourselves as emissaries of care, but we would be emissaries of warfare, God. God, that we bend our knee to no other but to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our King and rightful heir of the throne here on earth. We submit ourselves to do your will first, God. We submit ourselves to doing your plan first, God. Open up the eyes of our understanding, God, that we may see clearly and use the gift of discernment, that we would know how to pray, God, and how to combat this evil that has infected this land. God, I just thank you for your people. I thank you for this time. I thank you for every good thing that you've done for us, God. I thank you for the continued prosperity in my life, God, that you're bringing me back, God. Lord, continue to work with us, God, and bring us to that place that in due season we will take the land and have the victory in everything. And God's people said, Amen.